Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump announced Thursday COVID-19 vaccines will start being distributed to Americans next week or the week after. Trump said the first rollouts will be sent to frontline workers, medical personnel, and senior citizens. Iron Mike Tyson, now 54 years old, is getting ready to go back into the ring to box.
One other thing, I'm not trying to knock nobody out, like you said, but I'm trying to protect myself at all times.
Mike Tyson on GMA.
I've been getting in shape. I've been feeling good. My brother-in-law asked me that I want to fight somebody. I said, no way. Then the light went off in my head. I said, hey, but did you want to box me? Because the guy was an MMA fighter. And so he said, yeah. So I said, I'll box anybody.
Mike Tyson versus 1988 silver medalist Roy Jones Jr. Live at the Staples Center in Los Angeles Saturday night. The pay-per-view event will set you back about $50. Thanks for listening. This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
The Paris Climate Accord, very expensive, with minimal results. Let's get the latest with USA Radio News' Dan Naraki.
President-elect Joe Biden has made climate change one of his top priorities, and he says he will rejoin the Paris Climate Agreement. President Trump pulled the United States from that treaty in 2017. Economist Stephen Moore says that leaving the accord was the right move, and that going back to it is a policy that puts America last. He told Fox News that the deal does nothing to stop other big polluting countries at the expense of American industry and American jobs.
The Paris Climate Change treaty is a joke. I mean, the single biggest polluter in the world by far is China, and it doesn't require China to do anything for another 10 years. Meanwhile, we have to shut down our coal plants, we have to shut down our oil and gas facilities that employ, you know, millions of workers. We have to use more expensive energy while China and India and Russia laugh behind our back. So I don't think it's a very wise thing to do.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
After his Thanksgiving video conference call with overseas military troops, President Trump held a press conference with reporters. Let's listen in on some of the comments.
A lot of things are being found in Georgia, and they are absolutely against showing. I mean, it's a sad thing. They don't want to show signatures. It can be solved if you show signatures, but you're going to find out the people that signed aren't the people that are supposed to be signing. You're going to find that the people that signed those envelopes, they didn't do the ballots, envelopes. And then somebody said maybe the envelopes were thrown out. There's tremendous fraud here. If you look at, wait just one second, if you look at 10 o'clock in the evening, you saw what happened. Then you had these massive dumps. Nobody's ever seen anything like it. You have Dominion, which is very, very suspect to start off with. Nobody knows the ownership. People say the votes are counted in foreign countries. No, and much worse than that, by the way, with Dominion. So, you know, Dominion is also partially based in Canada, but it's based in other countries too. And nobody knows where the votes, but you know, Canada refuses to use Dominion. Canada uses paper ballots. So think of it. They're based in Canada, and Canada refuses to use them. They're smart.
A recent spike in COVID-19 activity within the Baltimore Ravens organization has led to another major development. Star quarterback Lamar Jackson has tested positive for the coronavirus and will not play on Sunday against the Steelers. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
It's Happy Thanksgiving, yes, because that's the season that we're in, and James Hurston is with us, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. Hey, Mr. James, how are we doing, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing great. You know, looking forward to having a funeral for my turkey.
Yes.
Because that's the way we can, that's the loophole where we can get around the lockdown orders.
Well, that's what makes them happy, really. I mean, that's...
But, I've been trying to figure out why, using the phony data all over the country, the Democrats are trying to destroy Thanksgiving and Christmas. And I think I have a theory.
What is it?
Remember how the Democrats would circulate talking points to try to get people to use Thanksgiving for a way to convert their Republican relatives, you know, so they thought of Thanksgiving as a place where there's unfiltered communication, and they do not want unfiltered communication now in this election contest season that we're in.
Exactly. No, they don't want you talking, that's for sure, because then you'll figure it all out. I thought either that or they all wanted us to go vegan. And maybe even, James, maybe it's just, you know, no turkey for them. I mean, for them to be so anti-Thanksgiving, let's just not let them share in the bounty.
I guess so. Yeah. You know, and of course, we can always have Thanksgiving dinner if we want to, as long as we burn something or loot something.
Yes.
Wear certain T-shirts at the same time, then it's okay.
Yeah, and you don't have to worry about wearing any mask. I mean, you bring up a great point here, and that's these numbers. I was looking at earlier in the week, James. You know, yes, we've got more people demonstrating some signs of being infected by COVID, but we're testing six times as many as we were before. I mean, that was the big complaint of the Democrats, was we weren't testing enough people. I mean, we're testing something like 1.8 million people every day. Well, with those kind of numbers increasing, as President Trump said, well, God forbid, because anything President Trump says is not true, it's a lie, it's, it's just the counter-narrative for them. But, you know, the fact of the matter is, once again, the president is right. We've got such an increase in testing. Well, then, you know, everything's going to increase. But what they need to look at is the amount of deaths in relationship to the measurement, right?
Yeah, exactly. No, look, it's an agenda. People know it just like they know the election was fraudulent. They know it in their gut.
Right.
Because the fact is that we now have all kinds of empirical data showing that the cure was worse than the disease. Mm-hmm. That more people are dying from lack of medical care. More people are dying from suicide, from domestic violence, because of the lockdown. Mm-hmm. We also know the economic suffering is far too great for even a virus that, for the vast majority of people, has a 99.9% survival rate.
Exactly.
And the vast majority of people here in California that are being tested positive have no symptoms. They're young. They never require medical treatment. Mm-hmm. And they've monetized this scam So they pay hospitals additional money if they diagnose people that come to emergency rooms as COVID. So of course,
and that's so academic. Why are people ignoring that? I mean, again, you know, people have brought that up. They've been, you know, oh, you know, you've got it wrong. That's not true whatsoever. Facebook will not, you know, I mean, they'll cancel you because that's not an agreement. But the fact of the matter is we had two doctors before Facebook took them out. Remember the two doctors in Bakersfield that said this was the case and that they were pressuring doctors to put down that it was death by COVID, even though somebody had been run over by a truck. Are you kidding me?
You know, it's all over the place. And look, a significant percentage of the people that are counted as cases never even had a test.
Yes.
Doctors eyeball them. They have ambiguous symptoms. You know, there's people that always go to hospitals with ambiguous symptoms, but now they're all called COVID.
Exactly.
And the tests themselves are highly inaccurate, mm-hmm. highly subjective, and it's a scam. It's been weaponized. There's
well,
no
course.
Question about it.
Well, like climate change,
our economy is being destroyed.
Exactly. And like climate change, James, if you reward a certain outcome, you're going to get more of that outcome, right?
Exactly.
And that's the bottom line.
That's what happened in academia.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what's happening in the discussion about the election.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you bring up anything, any facts that big tech and the media don't like, the cancel culture pounces on you, like they're now trying to destroy the reputation of Sidney Powell,
mm-hmm.
and Liz Wood, and Rudy Giuliani, for that matter.
Yeah.
It's amazing to me that the media has no curiosity. You know, they have no curiosity about the numbers. You know, Joe Biden did worse than Hillary in every single major metro area except Milwaukee, Detroit, Atlanta, and Philadelphia.
That's wonder why.
Possible.
Can we ask why?
There's an old Latin term lawyers learn in law school from the Roman era, res ipsa loquitur. It means the act speaks for itself.
Yes.
That's why we all know in our gut. You know, the GOP didn't lose a single House seat. They picked up so far 12. It's probably going to be 15.
Could be 15, 16. There's four. There's four still, and they all look good, right? They're all ahead right now.
They're all ahead.
Yeah.
And they picked up state houses. And yet, a Democrat won the presidency. It's ridiculous. I mean, one of the most amazing things is that this man with cognitive dysfunction, campaigning from his basement, was able to bring in a record 80 million people when no one would show up for his rally.
Exactly.
And there was no enthusiasm for him.
Mm-hmm.
The African-American vote went for Trump in the largest amount in the history of the Republican Party. And yes, we're to believe Joe Biden drew more enthusiasm than the first African-American president, Barack Obama, did, got 10 million more votes than 2008 and 15 million more votes than 2012. This is like stomach churning.
You got to suspend reason to get there, and that's why the majority of Americans know in their gut, as you said, that this thing was rigged. It stinks to high heaven here in River City. And so it's up to the lawyers. I mean, the clock is ticking, and you and I discussed this before, James. They've got to find the main thread. And I think that Mark Levin and Alan Dershowitz the other night hit on this issue, and that is that this is a constitutional issue. If you focus on the Constitution, this is where I think Rudy Giuliani, I think he's just sees the evidence, and he's so excited and emotional about it that he really needs to think about it in terms of a legal context, in terms of the Constitution, the violation of the Constitution, that all this, everything that they were able to accomplish was in violation of the Constitution. If they go in, then you're talking about, you know, a wholesale, you know, kind of change as opposed to a retail change. You know, they've been able to defeat these minor retail complaints because, you know, it's 100 votes, no big deal, wouldn't have altered anything anyway. When you're talking about, you know, 20,000-40,000 votes. But if you go in, you talk about the constitutional violations that have altered hundreds of thousands of votes. Different ball game, huh? We got to go to break. We've got more from James Hurston after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here.
Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, we are just the way you like to hear from us. 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. The legal analyst, yes, and best-selling author James Hurson continues with us. James, as we were saying, the media, the Democrats, Joe Biden, the alleged elect, president-elect, and alleged, I mean, I'll tell you, for the sake of our democracy, James, this has got to be cleared up. I mean, I have friends who have come, and I mean, we met over the weekend, and it was amazing, all the different people, I mean, from Cuba, Guatemala, you know, parts of Central America, over in Europe, in France, relatives, you know, sending emails, just freaking out, going, what is going on? I mean, if America goes under, we're toast. I mean, we're already toast anyway. But without America, we're really in trouble. And, you know, so it's not just us here in America. I mean, we have always been the defenders for liberty. And we've been that shining, you know, shining light on the hill, as you've said so often. But, boy, I'll tell you, progressives, Biden et al., the mainstream media, corporate America, social media giants are all doing everything they can to snuff it out.
It is true. It is true. And it's you know, interesting, the projection we've talked about on the Democrat side of Biden ran on this theme about the soul of America.
Yes.
It is actually what is at stake is all of the fundamental principles of America. If there's no more legitimate elections, which is the hallmark of a dictatorship, of a banana republic,
mm-hmm.
all of the other foundations fall away.
Exactly.
And so, and they will, of course, mm-hmm. because that means that the people that want globalism, socialism, they want to kowtow to communist Chinese, they want to impose essentially a lockdown society on America. Those people will take over. They will transform the government, and they will make it a one-party nation.
Exactly. It's a one-party nation, one-party world, because it's a one-world government.
They pulled out all the stops this time. They pulled out with the mail-in balloting, with the vote harvesting,
mm-hmm.
with the corrupt officials. You mentioned the constitutional arguments, and I think they're getting lined up. And one of the key points is that the Constitution gives the power to the legislature of the state. And we have all kinds of corrupt governors, courts, officials,
yes.
and money from big tech that tried to subvert that constitutional authority by changing rules illicitly. They changed rules illicitly, bringing in late ballots, allowing state counting, kicking out observers, and basically enabling fraud. Now, that is the key argument. And then if the numbers are great enough to change the outcome in each successive jurisdiction, then the courts can act if they have sufficient evidence.
Exactly. But that's got it. That's absolutely key. And the thing is, as you mentioned, big tech greased the wheels. They bribed these Democratic officials in these Democratic controlled election, districts and that sort of thing. I mean, with Zuckerberg putting in something like $350 million, he and his wife, to grease the skids, and didn't go to Republican election centers. This went to exclusively Democratic centers. So what does that tell you, James?
Yeah, they were paying for the counters. They were using finance to alter the rules. And they were violating not only the Constitution, but election law,
yes.
Election finance law. And this is all part of the case. And the big thing that Sidney Powell was working on is still alive,
mm-hmm.
and that is the voting machines.
Yes.
And there's no question. We had a couple of glitches, but we know there's a back door to this software that's used in Dominion voting machines. And we know that Ms. Sidney Powell has issued a statement, despite the fact that she's working separately. She always was.
Yes.
But
and that's fine.
Now she doubled down.
Yeah.
And she says this week it's going to be the Kraken on steroids. And I believe in these people. I know Rudy.
Mm.
I've met with Rudy. Rudy is an amazing giant of a man and a giant of a lawyer and a cybersecurity expert. Sidney Powell's a 10-year veteran, a U.S. attorney who prosecuted drug lords. Rudy prosecuted organized crime in New York. Mm-hmm. People are definitely underestimating both of these people. And, of course, Lynn Wood.
Yes,
working with them.
I'll tell you, there's backup lawyers. If they are effective and they're able to pull that thread that you and I talked about, the people of America will rejoice. Yes, there's going to be a counter to that, but I will tell you, the soul of America will be saved as opposed to what we're talking about, because where we are right now, looking at the soul of America, it is a dark night, as you wrote about, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the dark night of the soul, St. John of the Cross talked about, but also it's something in the entertainment business. Whenever there's an epic saga right before the end, if you watch any movie that follows the traditional storyline, and you know this moment when it happens and all is lost, and it's the dark night of the soul, and what follows that is a breakthrough, and the breakthrough of victory and dawn. And
I call that, James, you know what I call that? I call that but God moment. People, I tell people, I go, I'm a but God Christian. They go, what do you mean? I go, just like what you're talking about, you get to that point, that denouement of the story, of the dark night of the soul, you think all has lost, but God. God says it's not over. And that's
what hope is all about.
Real hope.
Theological hope.
Yes, exactly. The real hope and change that is sustainable, not that is temporary, but is sustainable, is the hope and change that comes from the hand of divine providence himself. So this is what we're praying for, James, is that but God, that we will have this but God moment that says, it ain't over. It's not over. I'm in charge. And you will see by the very hand of God that it is God that's orchestrating the history of nations, not these globalists.
That's right. You're absolutely right. That's why we have to keep our spirits lifted and keep up the prayer and keep up the support, meaning show up at these rallies, financially support these groups, financially support the legal defense, and move toward that but God moment, absolutely.
Yeah, and look at, as James says, it's going to be up to us. I mean, we already know, a majority of Americans agree that there's something smelly, fishy here in River City over this election. Pray for Sidney Powell, pray for Rudy Giuliani, Lidwood, the legal team. Pray for our president. I mean, you imagine the pressure that he's under, even though it looks obvious that the facts are there and how can they be denied. But meanwhile, he's reminded every day from the media, every moment, that it's President-elect Joe Biden. And I don't know. I mean, you know, for those of us that know that this thing was one big rip-off, a ballot-stuffing event by the Democrats, and this isn't like the first time they've ever done it. There's been a history. James, they're even saying now, they go, well, we pretty much suspect back in 1960 that the ballot was stuffed and there was voter fraud that took place there. But, you know, Richard Nixon was a nice enough guy and he conceded to JFK.
Yeah, I mean, Hillary Clinton has never conceded to Donald Trump for 2016, and they spent 4 long years trying to undo that election, and it appears as though that's what this is a continuation of. Mm-hmm. And so the media is a monolith of corruption. Everywhere you turn, what you see is the same narrative, and it's projection. They're saying, they're accusing President Trump of engineering a coup.
Right.
They use the word coup like crazy.
Right.
It is the irony is so great. They must know it. They must be doing this intentionally. And it is psychological operations. It is an attempt to influence our thinking.
Yeah, but it's absolute arrogance, James. They, in the face of the truth, they see all this, but the media and corporate America, the social media giants, have them all convinced that all is under control and Joe Biden will be the 46th president of the United States. But I believe God Almighty himself has not spoken yet, so get ready. James Herson, New York Times bestselling author, media and legal analyst. James, happy Thanksgiving to you and the family, and thank you as always for being with us. Take care.
Oh, same to you. Blessed Thanksgiving.
This is sponsored by Amazon. The holidays are just around the corner, and customers can use a variety of payment methods, now including SNAP EBT on Amazon to purchase the ingredients they need for holiday meals. During a time when families celebrate with their favorite meals and traditions, Amazon.com's grocery offerings provide customers with access to vast selection across grocery brands. Customers will be sure to find a range of budget-saving options that the whole family will love. And what's more, customers paying with SNAP EBT can shop Amazon Fresh with no Prime membership needed. That's fast and convenient grocery delivery with the ability to schedule your preferred delivery time within a 1 or 2 hour delivery window as early as same day. Customers can also choose to have attended or unattended delivery of their groceries for further safety and convenience. To learn more about the program, visit Amazon.com/SNAP. Again, that's Amazon.com/SNAP.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump announced Thursday COVID-19 vaccines will start being distributed to Americans next week or the week after. Trump said the first rollouts will be sent to frontline workers, medical personnel, and senior citizens. Iron Mike Tyson, now 54 years old, is getting ready to go back into the ring to box.
Well, listen, I'm not trying to knock nobody out, like you said, but I'm trying to protect myself at all times.
Mike Tyson on GMA.
I've been getting in shape. I've been feeling good. My brother-in-law asked me that I want to fight somebody. I said, no way. Then the light went off in my head. I said, hey, but does he want to box me? Because the guy was an MMA fighter. And so he said, yeah. So I said, I'll box anybody.
Mike Tyson versus 1988 silver medalist Roy Jones Jr. Live at the Staples Center in Los Angeles Saturday night. The pay-per-view event will set you back about $50. Thanks for listening. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
Bill Martinez here. Happy Thanksgiving to you. It's great to have you along with us. Also great to have the tech expert, Andrea Smith, with us. She's live in New York and hanging in there, dodging all the COVID bombs and everything else that you've got to deal with. But, hey, look, it is the season. The heck with them. We're still going to be joyful. Right, Andrea?
Absolutely. Bill, it's holiday time. You know, you still
get exactly
joyful and get your shopping done.
Right. Well, like many things this year, this holiday shopping season is different, of course, and as consumers continue to shift to online shopping, so do the sales and deals, whether you're still on the hunt for great gift ideas or just want to treat yourself to some new gadgets. Hey, you don't have to look any further. That's why we got Andrea Smith here. She's going to share the coolest electronics, the hottest deals of the season, from new devices and wearables to gadgets the whole family can enjoy and more, and still maintain some social distance. Right, Andrea?
Yes, exactly, because that's the really important thing.
I'm glad you can kind of laugh about this, because I think if we can't have a little bit of levity in the midst of this, you know, seriousness, and it is, there's no doubt this is a serious pandemic, but we got to lighten up a little bit. The comedians have been told to kind of be quiet, you know, in the name of whatever it is, whatever politically correct thing that they're offending lately. But we just need to, we need to just let the comedians get loose on this. What do you think?
You know, I think a sense of humor is always the most important thing, no matter what you're going through, right? I mean, you do have to laugh about it. And, you know, we're all sad about not being with friends and family and loved one for Thanksgiving, and I'm not going to see my son for the first time in 30 years. But I have to laugh because, you know, we're healthy, we're okay, and lots to be thankful for.
Well, thank God. And then you got people at the doorways, you know, counting relatives as they come through the door to make sure that they're, you know, they're meeting the state levels. I mean, they're ranging anywhere from 8 to 10 people per household. But, hey, look, it. We pray it's been a great Thanksgiving season for you in spite of it all, because it's like you and I talked about last time, we're such creative animals. Whether we're Zooming or finding other ways in which to connect, we're making that happen. And I think this is part of what, you know, tough times do with people. It opens up our creative juices in such a way. So we want to stay hopeful and hope that you enjoy it. And this will be one for the ages that you can tell your grandkids about this this Thanksgiving season of 2020 and how you got ready for, you know, the holiday season and all the gift buying season. Right, Andrea?
Listen, you can still shop.
Yes.
You can absolutely still shop. And here's the deal. There are deals to be had. I mean, it's not just Black Friday. It's Black Friday all month, all through the holiday season. So, you know, you got nothing else to do. You haven't spent your money in 8 months. You haven't been going out to dinner. Do some shopping. And I got deals for you. You want to hear them?
Let's hear the deals. Lay them on us.
All right. So the first thing, right, everybody wants a shiny new phone because 'tis the season.
Yes.
And for the latest and greatest deals in mobile tech, T-Mobile has something for everyone. So Apple's out with the iPhone 12 series. It's first phones with 5G. So, of course, you're going to want to go to T-Mobile because they've got the largest nationwide 5G network. Now, you can get some deals here. You can get the iPhone 12 or the iPhone 12 mini for free when you sign up for service and trade in a phone. They've also got a great deal on the Apple Watch SE. I love this because this is ideal for families with younger kids or older family members who don't own an iPhone. It's got family setup, which means everyone can enjoy the features of the Apple Watch. You don't have to have an iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
And head over to T-Mobile.com or go in store to hear all about the latest deals here. Now, next, you know, a little bit more affordable, you have to get accessories for your phone.
Oh, yes, you got to have those.
To protect their shiny new phone. You got to have those. And it's a great gift idea, right? So I love OtterBox cases. I use them all the time. They protect from the accidental drops and scratches. They provide the best protection for smartphones. They come in a variety of styles and levels of protection. They've got cases designed to work with the new iPhone 12 models that use MagSafe, the magnet in the phone that helps kind of align it on the sweet spot on wireless chargers. They're made for MagSafe. OtterBox cases are available in rugged and stylish models. And, of course, they've got some accessories for Apple Watches, for AirPods, and cases for Google and Samsung phones as well.
Well, let me say this, Andrea. Speaking of OtterBox, you don't know you need it until you need it. And I went through that experience when I was in Raleigh, North Carolina, and my phone, as I was carrying things to the car, fell, cracked, and it was like, you know, it wasn't OtterBox protected. But ask me how long it took me afterwards to make sure once I got the phone up and rolling again that it was wrapped in a nice secure OtterBox. You know, so
you, my friend, are not the first person to tell me that. You are the third person this morning to tell me a story like that. And I'm sorry, which means every one of your listeners needs to not only get their loved ones an OtterBox case, but get themselves one. And here's the thing. I mean, I like to be stylish, right? I've got to have a phone, a case that matches my phone, that slips in my purse easily. Mm-hmm. You can get a rugged, protective case from OtterBox that still looks really fashion-friendly and stylish, thin, lightweight, or you can get one of the really durable ones if you're clumsy like you and drop your phone.
Thank you.
Oh, and here's the great part. I forgot to tell you.
Okay.
Black Friday deal, 25% off site-wide through Cyber Monday. So go crazy, Bill.
Exactly. And you might even find a mask that matches your OtterBox, which would be so cool. Maybe that's a new stocking stuffer, huh? Do you like that idea? Bill and Andrea's matching OtterBox mask. I'm just saying. I mean, who would have thought going into the year that, you know, the mask business would take off the way it does, huh?
Right? And I, you know, you got to know purple's my favorite color by now. How many purple masks do you think I own?
Well, because you're royalty. That's why, Andrea. I mean, you know.
You got to accessorize.
Exactly. When you're royal, I mean, you've got to stay with the right color. Okay, let's talk about the top gift picks the whole family can enjoy.
Yeah, because, you know, we talked about this last time, right? Everyone's home. We're streaming. We, you know, we're watching content. We're kind of, you know, doing the family thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, you want to make things a little more exciting for the kids. Have a family movie night. And this is so fun. The Cinemood 360 is a portable projector that's kid-friendly. It's light. It's durable. It's wireless with up to 5 hours of rechargeable battery life. You can make a drive-in movie in the backyard or the kids' room. You can show content from popular streaming apps, VR games, even some educational content as well. And then, of course, when we're all, you know, back out on the road, family road trips, take it with you. It's so small. You can show it on the wall in a hotel room. You can project this up to 12 feet in a dark environment. And this, too, is on a Black Friday sale for $100 off.
No way. Wow. That's awesome. And I got to tell you, you want to bring the kids together? I mean, even the neighborhood kids. You throw a big screen movie up on, man, next thing you know, popcorn is busting out, and everybody's having a great time.
It's so true. And, I mean, here in New York City, it's cold. Yeah, it's mm-hmm. a little cold now. But for weather where you can be outdoors, this is a great way to social distance. Get all the kids together, but be socially distant.
Exactly. Yeah, I know the weather's been frightful there, but it's the season. And usually we look forward to coming to New York around this time of year because I just think it's so magical. It has been traditionally. Well, before we wrap things up, I want you to remind everybody where they can go for more information. Andrea Smith?
Head to d6news.com/tech deals for more information. And everybody have a safe and happy Thanksgiving.
You got it. Andrea, thank you so much for being with us. Take care. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks.
Andrea Smith's award-winning news and technology journalist spent over two decades as technology producer at ABC News, was most recently lifestyle tech editor at Mashable. And of course, she explores the many ways technology changes how we live, work, and communicate. And we get to benefit from it, from hearing all the latest news and, you know, ideas, tech ideas that are coming out for the holiday season. Happy Thanksgiving. Great to have you with us.
Needs a 15-year mortgage when you can get Network Capital's historically low 30-year fixed rate at 2.25% with an APR of 2.27%. You'll never have to refinance again. Network Capital is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever, 2.25% with a 2.27% APR and with no origination fees or discount points. That's right, zero zip zilch. Network Capital has a reputation for saving people time and money with our efficient process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. These are historically low rates. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding Corporation now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run, call now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Listening to the theme song of the motion picture Against the Tide, Finding God in the Age of Science from the Gettys. And you'll hear more about the backstory of this incredible movie with Keith and Kristen Getty coming up next. Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us. And I'll tell you, it's really great to have these next two guests. Anytime I can get around Keith and Kristen Getty, it's always a joy, whether it happens to be with one of their CDs or times like this where we can talk one-on-one. And we're going to be talking about this new documentary. It happens to be that Kristen is related to Dr. John Lennox and veteran actor Kevin Sorbo as they have traveled the globe highlighting how science and history align with Scripture. Imagine that. Keith and Kristen, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Always a pleasure. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, Kristen, boy, you've got family ties in this whole situation. So I'm going to ask you the first question. It's so important, you know, for John Lennox to do this Against the Tide, this documentary. This is incredible. Tell us about this.
Oh, yeah. Yes, as you said, it's a strong family connection. He is my uncle, my dad's older brother. So what people are going to enjoy in this movie, I have enjoyed my whole life. And this wonderful access to a great mind and a very steady and inspiring faith. He is a wonderful scientist. He's a great Bible teacher. And he has been on debates with the likes of Richard Dawkins and Christopher Hitchens, very widely publicized debates, but has faithfully for many decades in the world of academia, but also just in these wonderful stages that have opened to him, particularly in Eastern Europe, in Russia, over so much history that he has just been able to speak into and be part of as he stands for the Christian faith. And as you say, very boldly shows that Christianity is not in conflict in science, that you can, in fact, be a wonderful scientist and have a very real faith in the God of the Bible.
Exactly. Keith, you know, we had an earlier conversation with Kevin Sorbo, who does the narration, you know, for the documentary. And he says that this is quite the encouragement for people of faith to be bold about their faith, to know that they can stand on the truth. But it is critical, especially for a time like this, that we really are discerners of the truth. And this will go a long way in helping settle a lot of these issues that, you know, some of the so-called scientists would like to confuse us over, right?
No, that's right. I mean, I met John Lennox when I was an 18-year-old, so I can speak to you as somebody who was a nobody 18-year-old who had no connection. I wasn't related to him. I wasn't in his circle. But he gave me, you know, time over supper. He spent, you know, I would call him once or twice a year for the next few years, and he always took the call, let me talk my nonsense, and then answer my questions as best as he could. And John Lennox was extraordinary, and he always said to me, you know, if Christianity is true, if Christianity is not true, then you shouldn't follow it. But if Christianity is true, you can have confidence to go to the loftiest scientist and the most brilliant artiste and any room anywhere and share your faith. People of any other religion are people of no faith. And I think that's what he's in this movie as Christians. He's just doing what we can tell you is, he is just doing what he's been doing for decades. And any Christian who wants to be encouraged in their faith, who wants to be inspired in their faith, it is so important that in this critical juncture at the moment, that Christians, you know, throughout history, God works through tragedies, through famines, through plagues, exactly, through wars, to really do extraordinary things. And we have a moment of a lifetime to not let things slip away, but to do extraordinary things. Mm-hmm. And so I think John Lennox will help a lot of people in that way. And indeed, of course, if you have children or friends or neighbors, mm-hmm, who don't believe, or people who've fallen away and you're breaking your hearts, this is a great way to encourage them in.
Because it gives us courage in our faith, but it also gives us, if we needed it, permission to ask, mm-hmm, the deep questions, the things, yes, that trouble us, to face them world head on. Christianity can stand up to the deepest questions of the soul that we have. And I love how the openness and both in his nature, his gentleness, his joy, his genuine conviction in these things, that is united with an incredible intellect and ability to ask and answer questions. I think it's just really inspirational.
So, Kristen, did your uncle tell Keith he better get his mental act together, or there's no way he's going to marry you?
he's the one that introduced us.
Yes, I knew that.
And so it's fun. And when he spoke at our wedding, he looked at the two of us and he said, "I never thought when I introduced you both that I would be here today speaking at your wedding." But he has cheered us on and all that we have been doing, and we're so grateful to him.
I bet. Keith, you know, Kristen touched on something that's really important in terms of critical thinking and asking the questions. God can handle the question, can't he?
Yeah, I mean, I think all of us, I mean, you know, let's be clear. If Christianity isn't true, stop following it. You know what I mean? The reason we follow Christianity is because it is based on space-time history. It is based on God coming down as man and dying and rising again. You know, and that is why, I mean, Paul says this in the book of Acts. He says, you know, if Christ is not risen, your faith is in vain. This is nonsense. The suffering you're taking, the hassle you're giving yourself is not worth it. And so, you know, that with that confidence, we have to go in. We have to be able to ask questions. We have to ask the hard questions. And I think even, you know, in our own personal lives, you know, one of the things Kristen and I have learned since we started the Psalms Project 3 years ago is that we pour out our hearts, which doesn't just mean, you know, our emotional baggage. It actually means we pour out our questions. We ask, yes, we search, we go to the next place and lead it until it takes us to an answer.
Well, Against the Tide, Finding God in an Age of Science, the film is an exploration into the evidence showing the complementary relationship between science and faith. It's going to be in theaters for 3 nights. I know theaters have been going through various shutdowns and that, so make sure you check your local listings. This is what a perfect time, right around Thanksgiving. This is a great Thanksgiving gift for everybody. November 19th, 20th, and 23rd. Kristen,
why, I mean, you just also released this video, Consider the Stars, which is, you know, from a previous CD, which is just a gorgeous, gorgeous contemplative lullaby, and you and Keith bless us so richly with this. I guess it was just an automatic fit when you were thinking about it and doing the theme song for the movie, right?
Yeah, well, Uncle John has always inspired our writing, and he's always encouraged us to look at the natural world that God has created to help us understand who he is, to give us confidence, to be evidence for his existence and his word. And so that's always infused our thinking and our songwriting. Consider the Stars was written specifically for our third daughter to help her not be afraid. And Consider the Stars, it is like asking a question. Look up, look what God has done, the intricacy of it, the vastness of it, the genius behind it, the great beauty of it, and look beyond it again to the one who made it and holds it all together. It is in him that we put our confidence, and in the same way that we don't tell somebody to laugh, you know, make something laugh by telling them, we tell them a joke. I think when we can try and explain and show the beauty and majesty of the God of the Bible and the God who has created this world, it inspires confidence, and it battles against fear. And so we wanted to write these words to help our kids to not be afraid at a very simple level. And I guess no matter what age you are, we need that message over and over and over again.
Well, and I want you to realize that you have a couple of my grandchildren in Maui, Hawaii, that have been greatly blessed by this song. I shared it with my daughter. She went instantly into tears. I said, honey, because our two grandchildren, particularly the first one, was born with a heart defect. He's got the heart scar. Thank God he's a walking miracle. And the other one was also born with a heart condition that we just got news here in the last week that the hole in his heart got healed. God finished up, finished up sewing it and putting it together as he faithfully does. But I just want you to know that song was so touching to them, because the first time I heard it, I said, Marissa, you've got to hear what Keith and Kristen have done with this song. I go, this is for the boys. And she's been playing it for them, you know, quite regularly. And I just want you to know you have blessed them in Maui, and I'm sure countless people around the world with the song and the movie as well. Keith, as we wrap things up here, I'm going to give you the last word, if that's okay. Can I have your permission to do that, Kristen, to give him the last word? Can I do that?
Absolutely.
I would say there's two things you've got to watch. One, you've got to watch on YouTube, Kristen singing Consider the Stars. It's beautiful, and there's a special new video being made, which features your uncle's thing. But the second thing, which you absolutely can't miss, is this Don Lennox movie. It will be, for many people, the most significant spiritual experience of the year. If you're trying to galvanize your home group or your church or your family, or you're just trying to witness to your friends, or you just want something to watch in the privacy of your own thoughts, I cannot think of anything better to watch this year. So do get out those 3 nights to try and see it, and if you can, make sure you find a way to watch this wonderful movie.
Well, Keith and Kristen Getty have been our guests. Keith, even when you come out, maybe next time, Nashville, I'm in Florida, let's get together, 18 holes, I'll even settle for 9, just have some time, have some good fun on the golf course. Maybe Kristen will give us a hall pass and let us have some time together, all right?
As long as it's a good golf course, I'm there with you.
You got it. Oh, of course. Only the best golf course, that's for sure. Against the Tide, Finding God in an Age of Science, a film, an exploration into the evidence showing the complementary relationship between science and faith, in theaters for 3 nights, November 19th, 20th, and 23rd. And make sure you check out the video that will be linked on our website, Consider the Stars, from Keith and Kristen Getty. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Take care. God bless.
Bye. It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a